Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. This is Cinco de Colapso. Evan gave me homework. I brought back the homework. I'm ranking the five collapses of the Giants season in order of where I think they were, I guess, the worst to best. Actually, best to worst.
I mean,
that's up to you.
Yeah,
I'm probably the most painful would be the way
the
I
most would painful.
It.
Yeah, and that's the way I did it. I should know the way to like
I
describe
did it,
that.
I did it too. Your list is the list of record. I will obviously we all
okay.
can comment on if we agree with you or not.
All right, so here we go.
Number five
is this past week, the Lions game, and I think the reason I'm putting this at the back half here is I woke up not expecting to win. I woke up expecting to get gashed on the run. Also wasn't a dart game, so I was slightly less interested. And honestly, when it gets to the fifth one, aren't you just kind of like old hat when you have a lead in the fourth quarter?
Yeah,
so I'm sticking
kinda,
the Lions one at the back.
You kind of just expected it.
Yeah.
Even though you weren't as dialed into the win, but it's like it's weird.
Yeah.
You knew it was gonna happen.
Yeah, it wasn't painful.
Right.
It was they're all painful because you lose, but
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I can't put my word on it, the right word on it, but
I didn't throw anything at the end of the game. I was just like, oh, here we go. Yeah.
Here are the facts on that game. The Giants led by 10 points with 10:57 to go, and they led by 3 and had the ball with a first and goal from the Detroit 4 with 3:19 to go.
All right, here we go.
Number four
is the Saints game. Now, this one's different because it wasn't a fourth quarter collapse. They did lead 14-3, the Giants did. It felt like it was about to be a laugher. Obviously, we all know about the 5 straight turnovers.
Right.
But the Giants never scored again in that game, which is fascinating. Outside of the fact that the Giants should have beat the Saints, the reason it's also on the back half is they followed it up by beating the Eagles the
right.
next week. And I think that does take away the sting of this collapse.
Yeah, the Saints game was just, it felt like the rookie making rookie mistakes game.
Yeah, this was
Cam
less about the defense.
Fumbled.
Yep.
Right. Jackson Dart threw 2 interceptions, and he also fumbled. It just felt like this team, Darius Slayton, he fumbled. It was just bad
yes.
all the way around.
I actually wrote down that game. It has a name. It's called the I Hate Rookies game.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, good call. All right, here we go.
Number three.
All right, number three for me is the Cowboy game. Now, if not for Russell Wilson starting this game, if it was a dart game, it's probably number one. So that's why I push it back because it feels less. Here's why this game still bothers me. It felt like the piano was off the back of beating Dak and the Cowboys, and Malik Nabers with his hand covered catching that ball, and that not being the memorable moment from this game, instead them coming all the way back, prevent defense, you give up the long kick to Aubrey, Russell
right.
Wilson throws the pick in overtime. If this game in a vacuum happens versus the Chargers, maybe I'm less mad, but I still hold it in high regard because it was the freaking Cowboys, and man, that loss still pisses me off.
Yeah, at this one, the reason it feels less hateful to me, I'd put it down farther, is because it was pre-Jackson Dart.
Correct. So out of the 5, 4, and 3, there's only one dark game I've put here at the back end, and that is James. So, I mean, that is the same game. So kind of a theme with you. The top two are involved dart, so we'll keep it going. Here we go.
Number two.
It's the Bears game. Dart gets hurt. everything unravels there, and they can't tackle Caleb Williams. Of course, we see Brian Daboll get fired after this game, and this game shouldn't have pissed me off as much as it did, but man, it really did. It really freaking did. I don't know, because that...
Because they were inept offensively for a lot of the game until they...
They were the better team. Yeah. Like, there was no doubt. You could make the argument they weren't the better team. They were the better team than the Bears that day.
Up 20-10 with 3:58 to go.
Oh.
That's just...
And that's Russell Wilson maddening. Coming, he can't move the ball.
That's maddening.
Yes. Yes. That is the number that jumps out at me. 20-10 with 3:58 to go.
This is the game where Evan determined that Russell Wilson was... retired.
Well, the irony is...
He played that way.
Yeah, there's reasons for collapse on all these games. When piecing together all the problems, you can make the case if Jameis is quarterback too, they do still hang on and win this game.
Yeah.
And you know what made that day worse? A few hours later, this isn't worse for Tommy or worse for Tiki, but worse for Sean. A few hours later, the Brooklyn Nets got shoved into a locker by the Knicks at Madison Square Garden.
That game might have ended before the Giant game technically at that point.
Probably, yeah.
All right, and last but not least.
Number one.
It's still the Broncos game, and I rationalize this different than Tiki. I was so excited by the way Dart played versus that defense, and obviously the pick killed him and that decision killed him, and I know we had disagreed with it at the time, but now that everything has come full circle on this year, the Giants look like a different football team those first three quarters than they ever have since that collapse.
True.
The hitting, I remember sitting there go, this is the most fun I've had watching a Giant game in a long time. They were defense building on the Eagle game. The defense looked different. Paulson Adebo left that game, and the Giants haven't looked back in terms of being a disaster.
Right.
Can't agree with you more.
That's the one game that made me scream and cuss and yell like I've never screamed and cussed and yelled. I wasn't here. I was with John Schmelk getting ready for the post game, and I went off after that one.
No, and who could blame you, because it was also the moment that the Giants went, and this is going to sound crazy to say, but it's so true. In that moment, they were about to get to 3-4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were about to be like a real playoff threat.
Yeah.
And
they would have been 3-4 heading to Philly.
3-4 with a 2-game winning streak. And they led 26-8 with 5:19 to go. Think about that.
Yeah.
26-8 with 5:19. How do you physically lose that game?
And beyond that.
But that was my point. This is why I was so mad. Football is possessions.
Yeah.
You don't have enough possessions with 5 minutes to go to score 18 points.
But think about this. This is also why it gets to number one.
You can't go nine, right? So you need at least three possessions.
All of those.
At least three.
But even after all of that, Tiki.
It still pisses me off when I think about it. It really does.
They retook the lead after collapsing.
I know.
That's the reason also this. After all of that, Jackson Dart said, I made the mistake. We screwed this up. He retook the lead.
Right.
And the defense still gave it right back. That's your Cinco de Collapse.
It's a very good list, and what's amazing is you led the Packers in the fourth quarter with about 4.5 minutes to go, and you didn't include it. That's a brutal loss, too, and it doesn't even make the top five.
As I did this list, I forgot about the Packer game. I got to be honest with you. These were the five that stuck out to me. The Lions game is fresher.
I think there are two reasons why the Packer game, as bad as it is, will not stick out with anybody. Number one, the quarterback was Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
No offense to him.
Right.
And number two, blowing a 20-19 lead in the fourth quarter feels like, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, small potatoes.
Yeah, it's not double digits. It's not 18 points.
Right.
And I can tell you on this Thanksgiving what I'm thankful for. I've gone to two Giant games this year, which is still, relatively high percentage. I don't know, Tiki, you've been in the building for more. Somehow I missed not a single collapse. I saw the opening day Washington loss, and I saw the Niner game with Evan.
Yeah.
I didn't get to taste any of these in person.
Yeah, because all of these collapses have something in common. Do you know what that is?
They're all...
Except for the Green Bay game.
They're all on the road.
They're all on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Every last one of them. Detroit, Chicago, Denver, New Orleans, Dallas. They're all road games. I don't know if it would have made any difference if it was at home.
What was it, the stat? 5 fourth quarter blown leads?
Mm-hmm.
5 straight? Is that what it was?
I don't think it's straight, but 5 is tied for the NFL record.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, and it gets a little convoluted because the Packer game wasn't a double-digit lead. It was a fourth-quarter lead. The Saints game
was home. I'm talking the road.
On the road. I'm just talking about all the collapses. The Saints game wasn't a fourth-quarter lead. It was just a double-digit lead.
Yeah.
They led 14-3 in the first half, as you pointed out.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah, I think I sign off on that list. Do you agree with that, Tommy and Payne?
I do.
Yeah, I think you did a great job. Thank you, man.
All right, so you guys can debate this at your Thanksgiving tables tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I think Denver is so easily number one. In fact...
Yeah, it's not even close.
I think sometimes bad seasons get lost in the woodshed. They get lost in the dustpan of history.
There's another one for you. Lost in the woods.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Jed. Yeah, coming up, Idiots with Idioms in 22 minutes. I don't know if that made the cut.
Jeez.
The 2025 season, 10 years from now. You know, we're just talking. We're just shooting the crap.
Yeah.
And I say 2025 Giants, I think there are going to be 2 thoughts. Firing Brian Daboll.
Mm-hmm.
3 thoughts. The Jackson Dart's debut. Jackson
Yeah, of
Dart.
Course. Yeah, you found... Hopefully. Found your franchise quarterback.
By 2004. Like, when you think of 2004, a year you were part of, I know that for most Giant fans, it's benching Kurt Warner for Eli Manning, mm-hmm. and luckily, thankfully, Eli turned out to be the real deal.
Right, so 10 years from then, you were, it was great.
It was great. But I think when you think of 2025, Dart, firing Daboll, and the one game you'll remember is the Denver game.
Mm-hmm.
That will be the one, of all these other collapses.
I kind of forgot, and you just mentioned it, that it would have made the Giants 3-4.
Think about that.
It's a different season right now. Dude, if they're 3-4.
Speaking for
Dave
myself,
is probably not fired, because if he wins that game, it's because he did the game management right.
Right.
Therefore, in other late game management situations, maybe he does it right instead of incorrectly.
It's the butterfly effect of all butterfly
100%.
Effects. 100%. I remember sitting there watching the end of that game, thinking to myself, "Wow, the Giants are going to win. They're going to be 3-4.
Mm-hmm.
They're real." Like, this is all like a real legit thing.
Right.
We're going to have a football season. And think about what's happened since. And that's what does make it worse, that the loss wasn't just bad because, okay, instead of 3-4, you're 2-5. It's what happened next.
Yeah.
And look what's happened next. They're 2-10. They were so close to being 3-4, and now they're 2-10, and the coach is gone, and the DC is gone.
6 straight losses. 6 straight.
That is unfreaking believable. We'll get back to your calls next, 888-808-1019. Give you our thoughts on the Thanksgiving Day games, our NFL picks a little bit later on, and another edition of Idiots with Idioms, where Tiki kept track of all the mistaken idioms that we use this week. A short week, too. I was reading in The Athletic. I love The Athletic. I was reading The Athletic this morning, mm-hmm. an interesting thought. That this Chiefs-Cowboys game tomorrow on Thanksgiving has a chance to be the highest-rated regular season football game of all time.
Really?
The record currently
what makes them
is...
think that?
Well, I'll tell you why. So the previous record is a Cowboys-Thanksgiving game.
Okay.
It's actually against the Giants back in 2022. So I think that second matchup on Thanksgiving always has that edge anyway. Right. Just think about the amount of people that are in front of their TVs. The previous record, so that record is 42.1 million. I'm talking about regular season football. Mm-hmm. Obviously not the Super Bowl, the playoffs. The previous record that the Giant-Cowboy game beat was actually 1990 Monday Night Football between the Giants and the 49ers, which, I mean, think about that.
Right.
That's sexy as hell. And they had 41.55 million. The reason I agree with The Athletic was Richard Deitch who wrote it, and just my basic knowledge is it's the Chiefs.
Yeah, of course.
Against the Cowboys in the Thanksgiving window.
And the Chiefs are playing for something right now.
I think they both are in a way.
Of course, I mean,
Cowboys are alive.
Well, if the Cowboys lose, their chances of making the postseason fall to 6%.
Mm.
If the Chiefs lose, then theirs goes down to still 46%. They're still likely, maybe not likely, but, you know, they'll turn it around and maybe make it again. But this is desperation for the Cowboys.
It's desperation for the Cowboys. It's sort of desperation for Kansas City. Not as much, but there. And here's the other reason why this is going to clean up. It's going to be the highest rated football regular season game of all time. In fact, it's going to blow it out. Like, if Giants-Cowboys had 42 million, I'm going 45 million. Like, I think it's going to be a blowout, and I'll tell you why.
That.
This game passes the grandma test.
What is that?
The grandma test is, does your grandma, who doesn't watch sports, know who's playing? Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, and the Dallas Cowboys are the ultimate grandma test.
How can you not know?
You know.
You do know. So you're right. So grandma will be okay watching this.
100%. This is going to break all kinds of records.
A massive halftime show, too.
Who do we got?
Post Malone.
Oh, really?
Massive. And did you notice the other Thanksgiving thing that kind of got
What about Jelly Roll?
Jelly Roll off the grid today. This week.
Okay.
We'll be eating enough of those. How about the Lion game starting at 1 o'clock suddenly?
Yeah, notice that. It used to start at 12:30 and they moved it to 1. I don't know that. Do you know the origin of that?
I don't know at all. I have no idea.
The other thing I'm weirding about is that it is 5:25 on a Wednesday afternoon. Okay. To me, this is still a work day. Like, it's a regular day. Why are the Celtics playing the Pistons right now?
Are they?
Yes!
They did the NBA did a special Thanksgiving Eve triple header.
That's what it is?
Yes, they're trying to tap in.
They tap into what? Aren't people still working?
Thanksgiving Eve triple header.
So they've occasionally done this. It's been a while. They've tried to do this when the playoffs started. They would make like a 5 o'clock weeknight game. And they figure a lot of people are either traveling or where they got to be. Some people are off right now. Put on the basketball game. I think they're just trying to capture Thanksgiving Eve.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, they lost Christmas. They might as well try to something else.
Right. Try to steal another day. Yeah. So the Celtics are playing the Pistons in NBA Cup action.
Mm.
The Knicks are playing tonight against Charlotte, also NBA Cup action.
Nice. What channel is that on, by the way?
Which one? Oh, ESPN.
Oh, ESPN.
Yeah. Right. We'll keep people posted if they're curious about Pistons Celtics. Let's go to Lee on Long Island. Hey, Lee.
Hey, gentlemen. I know I'm up against idiots with idioms. It's ironic that while you're promoting that, you can't say the word excoriate 3 minutes into the promo.
He couldn't
remember. Mispronouncing words.
He just couldn't remember it, Lee.
Yeah, I forgot the word.
That's even worse.
Yeah, it's true.
That's even worse. All right. So, and I do like the idea that if he's going on another Rico rant, you guys play him off with the Academy Award music.
That's
and
right.
If he still doesn't shut up, then you get a model to escort him out of the studio.
Oh, that, nice.
That, you should just, nice. So that,
like
should, that should be the...
I like
so, now I do want to... change gears because I already called earlier and he was talking about how the Jets, you know, they shouldn't be winning because they want to tank. And I agree with Tiki, you should be trying to win. But my problem is, and I told about this before, I don't believe Aaron Glenn is the right guy. And I know NFL has a big black, but I think the NFL has a huge black eye on it because, you know, everybody there knows the history of hiring and retaining black coaches.
Right.
It is terrible. The NFL has been awful with this. Now, the Jets, they've had, you know, Herm Edwards and Todd Bowles and even, you know, Saleh's a minority head coach and then now Aaron Glenn. So I don't put the Jets in the same category, but if they fire him after 1 year, it is a bad look. But when you look, Evan, if the playoffs were today, who would be the number one seed and the number two seed in the AFC?
Denver Broncos, New England Patriots off the top of my head.
Both of those teams had a 1 year head coach, fired them and brought in Sean Payton and Mike Vrabel, respectively, and you see the difference that coaching makes.
Yeah.
And getting rid of a guy after 1 year to bring in the right guy is an absolute necessity if you want to get where you're going.
You know where I'll meet you in the middle on this?
You're right, but there also has to be the right team that's set up to win. Otherwise, you're just firing a coach to fire a coach.
Yeah. And I think, I know this would never happen, what I'm going to lay out, but I understand his point. I do believe slightly in Aaron Glenn would be the way I'd phrase it. I'm not like, oh, he's a lock. He's going to be the great head coach. Like, maybe I'm being more hopeful than anything because it hasn't exactly been a great first year. They're 2-9. I have seen some growth, but maybe not enough. Here's the way I would view this, and tell me if this is fair. If Mike Tomlin truly does become available, and I know he would take the job, sorry, Aaron, it's been nice knowing you.
Yeah.
But if it's to fire him and just start over, in which no one's going to want your job because you just fired a coach after 1 year and you're the Jets, like what a lethal combination, that I would not do because I don't think you're going to find a better option, a first-term option.
Well, so here's the question. Because what Lee is saying about the New England Patriots and also with the Denver Broncos, there was a coach, they both had a coach in waiting who was a proven winner.
Yeah, Sean Payton and Mike Vrabel. Mike Tomlin fits that.
So who is that?
Mike Tomlin.
But he's not available.
So then why am I doing it?
So exactly right. You wouldn't do it because you'd be doing it just to maybe hope Mike Tomlin gets fired?
Yeah, no, I can't do it that way.
You can't do that because...
I can't do it that way.
The likelihood of that happening or... Even if it does happen, him wanting to coach immediately could be very, very small.
Or immediately wanting to coach and picking the Jets. And he'd pick the Giants over the Jets. Easily, in my opinion. Joe on Long Island. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Happy Thanksgiving. Tiki, likewise. Thank you for the memories. Big Giants fan.
I appreciate you, bro.
Okay, I'm calling in because probably about an hour or so ago, Evan mentioned that his grandmother had a cat named Sushi.
Yes.
And before I was born, I'm 33 years old, my parents had a cat named Sushi that they had to give up for adoption because my mom was highly allergic. And I'm...
Oh, my God.
It would be crazy. It's the same cat.
Well, let's go over this. At what year did you have to give up, or she have to give up, Sushi?
I would have to figure that out. I was born in 92. It was before I was born.
Oh, no. It wasn't that long ago.
Right.
1992? No, this was like 2008, 2009. Mm. So,
okay.
Unfortunately,
it couldn't be the same cat. But
not a cat. The cat would have to be like 40 years old.
Right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Sushi just may be a popular name. Now, that would have been an amazing coincidence.
Yeah. How is Sushi a popular name for cat?
Why wouldn't it be?
Because it's a Japanese cuisine.
So why wouldn't that be a good name for a cat?
Yeah, I don't get it. What
I'm not following. Why not name it sashimi?
Sashimi. I tell you what, I'm more blown away by.
What are you talking about?
What?
1992. Obviously, sushi's a Japanese cuisine. Was sushi that popular in America in the late 80s, early 90s to be naming cats after it?
I don't. That's a good question.
I feel like sushi was a coming of age as we've gotten like progressive through the 90s.
Did your grandmother travel?
So my grandmother adopted the cat, and I think the cat already had a name, which is where that story had a chance to be like, whoa, we had the same cat. Because when you adopt an animal, in my opinion, you got to keep the name. Like, I didn't name Dudley Dudley. North Shore Animal League had a little thing that said his name is Dudley. Now, granted, he was only 6 months old.
Yeah.
But I said, you know what? He looks like a Dudley. And if they're calling him Dudley, I don't really want to change his name. So there's almost a respect on, that's the animal's name.
Right. That's your birth certificate.
Yeah.
He looks like a Dudley?
He kind of looked like a Dudley, yeah. Huh. When I saw him, I was like, that's just a Dudley. When I adopted the cat that I would later name Freedom, her official name was like B-17-3. Like, literally, it was like labeled. Oh, and I'm like, that's not a name. So I felt
she was never owned?
No, she was a rescue. So I guess even during the rescue, she was just never named.
Mm.
And so she had like an official file name. And I was the one who said, you're Freedom. Mm. Anyhow, it's time for another edition of Idiots with Idioms.
Hey, hey, you know what time it is? It's Idiots with Idioms.
Idiots with Idioms.
Idiots with Idioms.
Idiots with Idioms.
Laugh till you split your sides. Idiots with Idioms.
Now, we all participated in this one, save for Tommy. So let's just start and go down the list as it exists. By the way, Evan had one just a minute ago. We kind of didn't cut it in real time.
Save it for next week.
We'll save it for next week. The first one, Sean Morash.
Uh-huh.
You're an idiot.
We know that.
Justin Herbert was the original eye of Dave Gettleman. I'm going to get the stupid word wrong. The ire of Dave Gettleman's apple, if you will.
The ire of his apple? Now, do you now know what the correct idiom is?
The apple of his eye.
There you go.
Yes.
The ire of his apple.
Yeah, so I get why you messed that up. because you were trying to say that he was pissed off at him. And so you wanted to say he was his the apple of his eye, but you conflated it with, but then he had his ire.
Yes, and yes.
And so you put it all backwards and messed up and whatever. But good try.
We got there.
Yeah, we got there. Now, one of our great callers. Ozzy, you're an idiot.
Yeah, just no banging on the console, wannabe Mike and the Mad Dog drum roll to enter into your show, or EDP music blasting in everybody's ears.
EDP music. That would be, Tommy, would you like to tell everybody?
Yeah, what Ozzy was trying to refer to there was EDM.
Which stands for?
Electronic dance music.
There it is.
Are you sure Ozzy did that? Okay.
What? Why, what would it have been?
You guys don't know what... All right, EDP is... Never mind.
What is EDP?
I can't say it.
What do you mean you can't
what
say it?
What is it, some hip thing that the kids are talking about?
What does EDP mean? Okay.
Is it...
Oh, it's oh short boy. For a bottle of
no,
opium.
No, believe. I will show you some. Yeah, okay. Just
I got to tell you, I Googled it and I got no. Oh, jeez.
What now?
Come well, on. The E
stands. It's slang for something.
Yeah, the first word means eat.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Can I show it should I show it to Dee Dee? Yes. Hold on, I got to make sure that no one can see my screen.
E stands for the word dat.
Yeah.
I have a sneaky suspicion you can't tell the world what the P stands for.
Well, okay. But Tommy has referenced the new pet he's getting.
Yes. Oh, boy.
And we just had a caller talking about sushi.
Yeah.
So.
Ozzy,
there's no way that's what he was talking about.
Ozzy's slicker than you think.
Mm. Nah, that's slang he's not even aware
let
of.
Let me hear it again.
Yeah, just no banging on the console, wannabe Mike and the Mad Dog drum roll to enter into your show, or EDP music blasting in everybody's ears.
He didn't know that.
Nah, because Ozzy's very predictable. When he makes a joke, he's almost like, see?
You missed that joke. I think you messed it up. Yeah. You got a dirty mind, Sean.
I'm just giving the facts.
No, Evan, we already know this because you're the originator of this. You're an idiot.
It's a minor quibble.
You now know what it should have been.
Quibble.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a minor quibble.
Yes. And then lastly, I'm also an idiot.
It really should be play it by the seat of your pants.
That's true.
What is it?
It's flying by the seat of your pants.
Flying by
but
the
you
seat
said
of your
playing
pants.
By something else. So you got the back end right. I messed up the front end.
Yeah, you never really idiots. You're never playing by the seat.
It's kind of amazing. Like, this is a segment we do on Fridays to recap the week. It's Wednesday. And you had four examples. It's amazing. So this is
actually five because it was one we missed that you did like 40 minutes ago.
That's true. Well, we include that for next week. Yeah. It just missed the buzzer. So we'll have it for next week. But every Friday, usually at 5:30, idiots with idioms right here on The Fan. Let's go to Sam in Rockland. How you doing, Sam?
Thanks for taking my call. So yesterday you put out a Loogie versus Morash poll.
Yes.
So the results are in, I think.
The results are in. It was actually one of the most hotly contested polls I've ever put out. I put out a lot of polls, and this one got more like people caring. And do you want me to tell you who won? Do you already know who won?
Of course I know. Just tell us.
Tommy Lugauer got 52% of the vote to Morash's 48% with nearly 10,000 votes.
10,000?
Yeah.
I demand a recount. On behalf of my client, Sean Morash.
What do you think, Sam? Were you a fan of Loogie winning this poll?
Well, I'm not going to tell who I'm voted for. However, it's interesting. About 74% of the U.S. population is overweight, which normally you'd say the fat vote would go to Sean.
A fat vote?
However, I think his fat-phobic comments he made, when was it? A while back, with he needs to distance himself from fat people.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, he lost the fat vote.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great point.
I think that was it. That was the swing in the vote.
That's a great point.
I think that's a great point.
Right, fat-phobic's a good way of putting it, too.
You can't make those kinds of comments right before an election.
Right.
What was the Romney comment that screwed him? Remember Mitt... former Governor Mitt Romney, a Republican candidate in 2012 against Obama, the 44% or something like that. He made I don't remember, but it was one of those comments that got caught on a hot mic, and it was like, uh-oh, that's going to sink his run.
I forget now.
Yeah, I forgot, too. Clearly, the 2012 election is that memorable.
He's like an afterthought.
I know, poor guy.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I lost the fats.
Yes.
You did.
You pulled a Romney.
And that's your fault.
And I trashed the Poors ahead of the Giant 49er game. Mm.
And yet you still got 48% of the vote. So if you look at it that way, you did very well. Jeff is in Ringwood. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. I'm about an hour behind on the Odyssey app, but thanks again for taking my call.
Of course,
but I wanted to go back to the defensive coaches point that you guys were talking about.
All right, go ahead.
So wouldn't it be smart to do a defensive coach because, like Tiki was saying before, you know, Shula created that elite defense, confused the hell out of Mayfield. Wouldn't you want to teach a young quarterback from a defensive perspective of how a defensive mind is going to come at him to then adjust everything on the fly?
I mean, absolutely, Jeff. The problem is you got to – if you're going to get a defensive coach, you got to get a really good offensive coordinator because that the defensive coach is not going to be the sounding board, the additional sounding board for the offensive play caller, coordinator, or quarterback coach for the quarterback. So you got to have a really solid offensive coordinator. And by the way, like, I don't know what's going to happen to Mike Kafka.
He's the guy.
I wouldn't care or mind him staying as the offensive coordinator 100%. For the New York Giants.
I think the only guy...
If he doesn't get the head coaching job, but you know what I mean.
Of
but
course.
If they hire a defensive-minded coach because they're seeking past historical successes from defensive-minded head coaches, they want that guy to bring the fire for the organization, the culture, then I don't mind Mike Kafka being the offensive... staying as the offensive coordinator. And I don't know if that's appealing to him, but... it would be appealing to me because I think he's done a really good job with Jackson Dart.
He'd actually be my preferred candidate for the OC. I think the problem you always run into is that he's probably going to want a new beginning.
Right. He's getting jumped over by somebody outside of the organization and likely would want a new beginning.
No doubt.
You're absolutely right.
Even if he doesn't get a head coaching job elsewhere, I think it would be, I'm going to go somewhere else.
Right.
So I agree with you. I think he's a fine OC on paper, but I just don't know if it's that realistic. We'll make our NFL picks. Do we think the Jets will screw the tank up on Sunday against Atlanta? How we doing? It's Thanksgiving Eve. Feels like it's nighttime, even though it's only 5:48. But, man, you look outside. It is nighttime. We got a big week of football. So the way this is now turned in the NFL is we've got our games on Thanksgiving. We have the Black Friday game, which is way too much.
Yeah.
And then obviously a full slate on Sunday. And if you're a Giant fan, all of that is for you to watch because you don't play till Monday night against New England. So as we begin week 13 in the NFL, and let me just say,
I can't believe it's week 13. The season started. Here we are. It's Thanksgiving. It's week 13.
No, the season feels long as hell. I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
What?
I live for 3 days on every loss.
Oh, I get you. I get what you're saying. Yes, I get it. The Giants have had like brutal loss after brutal loss. Mm-hmm. You're doing the pre and post.
Right.
But I don't know, man. The football season moves quicker than any other sport by a mile.
Of course it does. But this season, and maybe it's just because I'm connected and doing the pre and post with the Giants, as you said, but it feels like every loss has been a month.
Yeah. No, I can totally see that. I can totally see that. We'll make our three picks. You can include Thanksgiving, Friday, or Sunday. Your choice. The only game we are required to pick is obviously the Jets game against Atlanta. We'll make a Giant pick on Monday. Our picks are presented by the Cash app. The standings, at least first through third, are very close. Tommy's 34-30, and Tiki and Sean are tied at 32-32. So two games back. I'm on a collapse. I mean, it's Evan, midday Evan is back.
You deserve to collapse after all the crap talking you've done over the last two seasons.
I know. And you know what? It extends even further than that. Like, since doing afternoons, I've been a juggernaut. And this year, I'm back to my pre-afternoon Joe Beningo struggles. My record is 28-35-1. So 3.5 games behind Sean and Tiki, 5.5 overall. Let's make our NFL picks. We'll start it off with first place, Tommy Lugauer.
Tommy. Game number one for me, I'm going to go after a team that's just in a total free fall here. They're changing their quarterback. I don't even know who the quarterback is. I don't know his name. He's some fella. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but I don't think he can play because J.J. McCarthy stinks anyway, and the Vikings are just, they're hideous. And the Seahawks are a juggernaut. It's 11.5. I don't care. I will lay it. Seattle is tremendous, especially at home. They have an awesome defense. So give me game number one. The Seahawks lay in the 11.5. Game number two.
If you remember, and we'll get the audio, especially if I'm right, I gave you a surprise team to make the playoffs in the AFC. And that team was the Miami Dolphins. Mm. Because for some reason, every year, Miami just gets a cupcake schedule. And they have a very easy schedule down the stretch here. And it starts with this Sunday at home against the Saints. I'm taking the Dolphins, laying the 5.5 on the road against Tyler Shuck and the Saints. Saints, did they beat? No, they lost to the Falcons. Yeah, they're just not very good. I'm going to take Miami here, laying the 5.5. Game number three. I'm tempted to take the Jets. But as you know, Tiki, there are three things certain in life, or four things. Death, taxes, and whenever Evan or Joe Beningo go to a Jet game, they lose. Evan, remind the audience, where will you be on Sunday?
I am taking my youngest son, Spence, to Jets-Falcons.
Falcons by 40. Give me Atlanta, laying the 2.5 in game number three. So Falcons minus 2.5, Dolphins minus 5.5, and the Seahawks minus 11.5.
Sean Morash.
All right, we got some good news in Houston. C.J. Stroud, full participant today in practice.
What'd he miss, 3 weeks?
Three weeks, but Davis Mills steadied the ship, and that defense is flying around. They're getting 4.5 points in Indy, and we talked about the Colts and the pumpkin test and everything that happened, and we talked about the idea of the Colts missing the playoffs. I'm getting 4.5 with that defense versus Daniel Jones this week, and C.J. Stroud's coming back. I'm gobbling those points. Give me the Texans on Sunday. Gobble. All right, pick number two. I'm going to give you the most, probably the most unsexy game of the weekend, but there's money to be made. 4:25 on Sunday. The Chargers laying 9.5. Have they played in the last month? I don't know. But the Raiders basically mailed it in versus Shador Sanders and the Browns. Are the Raiders winning another game the rest of the year and the Chargers trying to build momentum, getting to the playoffs? Yeah, 9.5 is fine for me. I'm laying that with the Chargers at home, although I'm sure it'll sound like a Raider home game. And game number
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Free the Jets. Look, it's two bad teams, and the team at home is getting the points. I'm taking the Jets. I think Evan with young Spence get a win outright. Give me the Jets getting the 2.5 in game number 3. I'm not going to overanalyze it. It's Kirk Cousins and Tyrod Taylor. Go have fun Sunday, Evan.
Tiki Barber.
I'm going to pick a Turkey Day game.
Yeah.
The Chiefs at the Cowboys. The Chiefs are laying 3.5. This has nothing to do with anything other than that Pat Mahomes is Pat Mahomes. and he's been dominant. This is his first NFL start at AT&T Stadium. But do you know what he did in college in neutral game sites against Baylor? 500-plus yards at average in three games. This dude balls at AT&T. He's only grew up an hour and a half. His family's going to be there. Pat Mahomes is going to show out, destroy the Cowboys. Give me the Chiefs laying 3.5. All right, the L.A. Rams are traveling across the country to visit the Carolina Panthers. Now, teams have actually struggled traveling across the country. I think the Chargers did in playing the Panthers. But the Panthers look inept right now. And Matt Stafford is winning the MVP this year unless something seriously goes awry. They have one of the best defenses in football because of Chris Shula, a guy who we might be eyeing or spying to be the next Giant head coach. He's very versatile in what he does. It makes it very confusing. So you know that this Panthers offense is going to struggle. It's a big number. -10.5. They're laying 10.5 on the road. Give it to me. Rams lying at 10.5 against the Panthers. And then the Jets, I'm with Tommy. Give me the Falcons. -2.5.
By the way, I'm thinking ahead of the curve here. I'll make my picks, and then you need one more pick.
By the way, goodbye, SNY. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Do such an amazing job for us. Baseball Night in New York is coming up next, brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
And the reason I say that is because you can't pick the Giants on Monday, so you need to add a pick. But I'll do my picks, and we'll go back to you for a final pick. Fair enough?
Yes.
All right.
Great thought, Evan. Great thought.
Thank you very much. Game number one, I'm going to Friday afternoon. And I resent the fact that we have a Black Friday game. I think it's stupid. But I think the Philadelphia Eagles are going to figure it out. And I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to look. But they're too talented for this crap. And I think that their rock bottom moment we'll look back on is what just happened against Dallas. Now, they're laying a big number. They're laying 7 points against an 8-3 Bear team.
Right.
And I think you'd look at that and say, come on, that's too big of a number to lay. I'm laying all of it. Because I think when the Eagles break out of it, it's going to be in a massive way. And I'm also still skeptical on if Chicago's any good. So when you combine it together, I'm going right into Black Friday, and I'm laying the 7 with the Eagles against Chicago. That's game number one. Game number two. I'm going to regret this, but I'm taking the Titans.
Remember the Titans?
That's right. Hear me out on this. They have one win. Do we think they're finishing 1-16? Maybe. I mean, it's on the table. But they're getting 6.5 at home against a division rival. A division rival in Jacksonville who's been very up and down.
Yeah.
Like you don't know what to expect. This reeks of a game Tennessee takes. It does. It reeks of a game that they win that no one sees coming. And even if they don't win the game, I'm getting 6.5. So I'm going to take the Titans in game number two, getting the 6.5 against the Jaguars. Let's get to the Jets. I'm going to be in the building for this one. I'm going to be doing man on the street. I'll be asking anyone. By the way, the way I'm going to do this is I'm not going to go to random people. Anyone who recognizes me, I will then ask them with my phone.
Ah, smart.
Do you want the Jets to win?
Because they're opting in to be queried.
Correct. They're opting in to be queried, and they clearly know I'm not just some jackass taking their phone out and saying, do you want the Jets to win? But the answer to the question is I do want the Jets to win, and on Sunday at MetLife Stadium, they will. Look, they're not finishing 2-15. I've seen improvement. They're at home against a garbage team, and I'm getting points. So I think Spence, as my youngest, is a little different than just me being at the game or Beningo being at the game. Spence saw the Knicks beat the Nets by 120. He's earned a good one. He almost saw Gavin Williams no-hit the Mets on a Wednesday afternoon. Spence is due for something special. Give me dollars and give me the Jets getting the 2.5 at home against the Falcons.
After you painted that picture, I may want to pick Atlanta now. I mean, right. Spence sounds like a bigger jinx than you.
By the way, for my last one, I'm going to take the Browns keeping it tight against the 49ers. Home dog, 5.5.
Oh.
Browns plus 4.5.
That's
Shador.
Shador Sanders. Oh, I got to play this for you. So I like Kendrick Perkins. Kendrick Perkins used to come on with Joe and I during middays. Big fan of Kendrick Perkins. Kendrick Perkins is causing quite a controversy because he said something about Shador Sanders that the headline itself, I think, will jump out at everybody.
Okay.
And the headline is,
I missed this.
Should I give you the headline and then hear him in context, or do you just want to hear him in context?
No, let me hear the headline. Tell me the headline first.
Headline is, Shador Sanders is the most powerful black man in America since Barack Obama.
What?
That's the headline.
Okay, now I need to hear this.
So here's Kendrick Perkins. He was on a podcast talking about Shador Sanders when he said that, amongst other things. So before we judge, here is Kendrick Perkins.
Shador Sanders is the most powerful black man since 2009. You know what happened in 2009?
Yeah.
That's when President Obama got elected in office. He's the most powerful black man since 2009. You said you were sitting there watching the game in your house, and what you did? You ran with the TV.
Yeah, right.
Right?
I did.
What was you doing, DB?
I was cheering. I was happy.
You was cheering like a motherfucker. When Shador Sanders is on the field, and when I say powerful, powerful because there's two sides of it, right? Think about it. Okay, you got the black community. He bringing the whole black community together. I ain't ran across one black person that didn't say one bad thing about Shador.
We want him.
And guess what? Not one, because he has the balance. He has the balance of that. I'm arrogant, but I'm humble too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
He having fun with
this. And he having fun with this. And on top of that, y'all want me to say it ain't, y'all want me to feel it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, he talking
He's the most powerful black man in sports. No other. He, matter of fact, black man, he the most powerful player in sports.
So he went from just most powerful black man in sports to the most powerful man in sports, period. Mm. You heard the context, your thoughts.
Yeah, that's hot takey. Because it's, how do you back that up? How do you say that Shador Sanders is the most powerful black man in sports or in the country when he's just a football player? I don't think he's galvanized. This isn't a racial galvanization thing.
That's what he's saying it is, though.
But I don't feel that. I don't think that that's the case with Shador Sanders. I think Shador Sanders came off as a knucklehead, and people are judging him based on how he acts, not on the color of his skin. So I think Kendrick is just being inflammatory here a little bit. But to me, Shador Sanders, as a football player, has a chance to be a good player. And I honestly feel like Kevin Stefanski might save his job by finally going to him and not going back to Dylan Gabriel, because Shador Sanders can play football. We know this. But I don't think that someone in San Francisco or Dubuque, Iowa cares about Shador Sanders. I'm talking about the sports fan too.
Right.
Cares about Shador Sanders being successful or not.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, do you care?
No, I want him to be successful because I wanted the Giants to take him, so I just want to be right.
Right.
But that's about it. I think he's divisive because people don't like entitlement, and they feel like Shador Sanders came across as very entitled.
What do you mean? Oh, because his dad?
Because of his dad, and they felt like that whole thing. I think who root against him look more towards, like, he comes across as entitled.
But I don't understand why you would root against him, because he was already humbled. He got drafted in the sixth round.
I agree.
I speak as someone who's rooting for him, and all I can tell you is why I like him and why I'm rooting for him, and it really has nothing to do with him. It has to do with I'm getting sick and tired of people crapping on him. Like, yeah. He hasn't been given a fair chance yet.
Yeah, and it feels like the crapping on comes from random nowhere places.
Yeah, I think it comes, you know where it starts? It comes from the league, because there's no way he should have fallen the way he fell.
Right.
I disagreed with that at the time. I wanted the Giants to take him. I wanted the Jets to take him. I think he's going to be a good quarterback in this league. And it isn't really like I want to be proven right. It isn't even that. It's just I didn't understand it. And so I'm rooting for him. Not against my team. Right. Or not. I'm rooting him. I guess there's a part of me rooting for him because I want the Browns to win games and not draft a quarterback. But even forgetting that, I think I'm rooting for him that has nothing to do with him, but everyone else and the way he's talked about and the way he fell in the draft and things like that. But
I don't get the vibe anybody's rooting against him. I feel like you're
like
either,
who hates him? Right. I'm trying to think about who
you know
hates
what it is,
him.
Tiki?
It's not like he's not what was the kid from Texas?
Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Manziel. It's not like he's Johnny Manziel, who just was great in college and clearly didn't give a you know what.
Exactly.
And made him hateable. It's just like, dude, you don't even care about being successful, so I don't care about you.
Right.
Shador Sanders is not that.
Right. He's putting in the work.
100%.
You know what the comp is?
He balled in the preseason, dude.
I think the comparison is based on how people are on both sides with him. He's going to be great. He's not going to be great. He's Tim Tebow.
Okay, but was Tim Tebow the most important white quarterback when he came out?
I mean, I don't know. Was he the most important Christian, deeply religious quarterback?
Yeah, I'm being serious.
No, I don't agree with the way Kendrick Perkins labeled it. I just know that there is mixed opinions on Shedeur Sanders, and I happen to be on the side of a guy that wants him to succeed.
But isn't there mixed opinions about any quarterback?
Yeah, but usually not guys who fall to the fourth or fifth round.
Yeah.
That's where it's different.
Well, because he's not a fifth rounder.
And that's where it all starts. Here's what I want. And I'm going to bring this whole show together, okay? So earlier in the show, we played clips of Mike Kafka. He had to respond to criticisms from Malik Nabers and the sitting president.
Yeah.
Well, the sitting president not only tweeted about the Giants, he tweeted about Shedeur Sanders and how great he is and how he knew he'd be great. So can I get somebody in the White House press corps to ask President Trump what he thinks of Kendrick Perkins' comments that Shedeur Sanders is the most powerful black man since Barack Obama? I need a quote from the president.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.